Hey friends, and welcome back to another episode of Writer Groupie. I'm so glad you're here for episode 12. And since we're on episode 12, I thought, what better topic than a 12-month draft? That's right. Today we're going to chat about what it means to write a book draft in about a year's time. And while that might be the pace, that's a sweet spot for a lot of us. So first things first. Why 12 months? Well, a year feels manageable. It's not so short that you're frantically burning yourself out, and it's not so long that the story loses its shine. A year gives you breathing room, life room, and still a deadline to keep you honest. For many writers, especially if you're balancing work, family, and all the things, 12 months is a nice, realistic window. Okay, so let's break it down. Months 1 through 3 could be your brainstorming, outlining, and world building period. Months 4 through 8 could be your drafting time. This is your daily or weekly word count grind. Slow, steady progress adds up. Even 500 words a day, 5 days a week, gets you around 50,000 words in 4 months. Then, months 9 through 10 would be the wrapping up of the draft, the filling in of the gaps, the tying up of the threads, all those things that have to be done before we can truly write the end. And of course, months 11 and 12 could be quick self-edit passes. At this stage, you don't need it perfect, just readable. And once you have that, you're ready to hand it off to beta readers, or an editor, or maybe even just critique partners. Now, a few warnings. Perfectionism in the early months can stall you before you even begin. Remember, it's a draft, in quotation marks, underlined, and in italics. Also, that messy middle slump, you know, months 6 and 7 are often where your energy's going to wane. If you know this is coming, you can prepare. So plan to switch writing spots, try to re-outline, or lean on your writing buddies. And then life interruptions. A year is a long time. Things will happen. But if you set smaller quarterly goals, you can hop back in without losing momentum. Now the question bears asking, why this works? Why does a 12-month draft work? Well, the beauty of the 12-month draft is that it's forgiving but firm. You don't have to speed write in 30 days like NaNoWriMo. You don't have to drag your story out for years, and it gives you time to live with your characters, to listen to them, and to grow as a writer alongside the draft. And finally, whether you're outlining your very first novel or you're knee-deep in your third series, remember, you don't have to rush. A year's plenty of time to create something magical. Break it into quarters. Keep your eyes on the small steps. And before you know it, you'll have a finished draft ready to polish. Well, that's all the time I have today, you guys. Thanks for hanging out with me on Writer Groupie. If you've ever written a 12-month draft, or if you're attempting one now, I'd love to hear from you. Drop me a note. Share your story. And let's keep each other inspired. Until next time, happy writing.